Let me concur with what Brother Lewis said and thanking you for being here and the great encouragement that you lend to me. I'll speak for me personally, for me to you being here. There are so many other things that you could have chosen to do tonight, but the fact that you are here shows great encouragement, and it is encouragement to me to see you all here this evening. I appreciate that very much. We have been engaged in a study this week of just what we have simply titled the Scriptures. And our text that we have taken it from is in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17, examining what Paul has told Timothy there. The background to this lesson tonight, the previous three, we have learned from this Scripture what the Scriptures are. The sacred writings of God, God's mind revealed to mankind, and what they have the power to do, the power to save, the power to give me hope, the power to give me that eternal life if I am obedient to them. And last night as we looked at their inspiration, God breathed these words, and those men who penned these words. Tonight's lesson we want to look at the profitableness of the Scriptures. We've talked a little bit about this and referenced it through the previous three lessons, but tonight we want to go into a little more detail and look at what are they profitable for? How are they profitable? We've already learned that the Scriptures have the power to save. From 2 Timothy 3 and verse 15, which Paul has written there, and that from a babe thou hast known the sacred writings, which are able to save thee, to be able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. But of course we understand that just reading the Scriptures is not going to save me alone. I have to act upon the faith through faith there, able to make thee wise unto salvation, but very important words there to understand through faith, and that faith comes from me. It's not the faith of someone else. Your faith and your salvation does not depend upon mine and vice versa. It is individual. I have to be obedient to the Scriptures myself. Paul writes to the Romans, in Romans chapter 6 and verses 17 and 18, he says, "But thanks be to God that whereas you were servants of sin," and that is very important to understand, I do believe, there in the beginning of verse 16, thanks be to God. We can never be thankful enough, I do not believe, to God for making me a servant of righteousness or able to be a servant of righteousness. He says, "You became obedient from the heart to that form of teaching whereunto you were delivered, and being made free from sin, you became servants of righteousness." You became obedient from the heart. Your faith that you have in the Scriptures and in the promises of God leads you to that form of teaching that you heard, that was taught and preached to you. You became servants of righteousness. That is what has delivered you out of darkness. We must learn through the Scriptures the cost of following Christ. Jesus uses an example in Luke chapter 14 of one who builds a tower. Who takes on this undertaking of building this tower, but doesn't count the cost first. Since he doesn't count the cost, he realizes through the project of building this that he can't finish it. And he describes it that those who mock the one who did not count that cost, there is a great cost in following Jesus Christ and being his disciple. But the long-term goal and the reward that awaits the faithful is what we work for. Romans chapter 8 and verse 18. There are many obstacles that are going to be in our way. There are many persecutions that we are going to endure. There are many trials and temptations we are going to face. But Paul, in writing to the Romans here in Romans chapter 8, he says, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to you." What we suffer in this lifetime, however long our life is upon this earth, is nothing to be compared with what waits. God, in his infinite wisdom, made the necessary provisions for mankind to escape and avoid eternal torment. Romans chapter 6 and verses 17 and 18 here. This is part of what has to be of the kingdom of God. This is what one must do, a kingdom of God. A transformation must take place over our life. A renewing of our mind, he tells the Romans towards the latter part of the chapter and that book in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And to be delivered out of the darkness and translated into the kingdom of God in Colossians 2 and verse 13. We must overgo that transformation, that renewing of our mind. Only then can we become these servants of righteousness. Once that one has become a Christian, there is still much profit in the Scriptures. It doesn't stop there. The Scriptures are not only profitable for one becoming a Christian, but there is so much more to profit from the Scriptures even after our obedience to the gospel.